Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Bob Kinzel. It's fair to say that technology has made communication easier for everyone. We can communicate with cell phones and on computers in ways never imagined a few decades ago. But what about those for whom even the most basic communication has been a struggle? How has technology helped them? Anthony Arguin is a little boy in Jeffersonville with complex disabilities. But a device he started using last spring is teaching his family just what Anthony is capable of. Jessica Tickton reports.
5-year-old Anthony Arguin has cerebral palsy. He also has hearing and vision impairments. His disabilities prevent him from being able to walk, feed himself, or communicate verbally. However, this doesn't mean he has nothing to say. On the contrary, when Anthony was 2 years old, his parents and older sisters realized he could understand them. Ever since, they've been trying to figure out Anthony's wants and needs through a bit of sign language and a lot of guesswork. But 6 months ago, Anthony was given a communication device, and almost right away, his inner world began to open up to them. The first things they learned about him? His mother, Tiffany Arguin, laughs as she answers this question.
That he loves the Wii. Just, you know, things like that, or like specific colors. He just has such sense of humor that he'll use with that. And like, we kind of already knew he did, but just how much more it's come out since he's been able to use this. Or just he would say something silly and we would kind of chuckle, but he thought it was hilarious. Or like, just things like that. I mean, it's been just like, you're thinking that?
They discovered that Anthony loves music and playing the piano too. Anthony's technology is called an augmentative communication device. It helps children and adults who have communication-related disabilities, or who are essentially nonverbal, to express themselves with words. Anthony's particular device is a NovaChat 10, made by Saltillo. It's a portable speech-generating device that looks a bit like an iPad, with its 10-inch screen and colorful icons. Tiffany Arguin calls the device a talker. It generates words and phrases out loud, and Anthony can select the phrases that match his thoughts. His mom says it's made a huge difference for Anthony.
Just so excited. Like, he would throw his body around, like, when he would be frustrated, and we would know what he wanted. But for him to actually be able to go over to the talker and be like, Mom, I want a hug, and just be so excited, like, oh, she got it. Like, and just reinforcing that, too, but huge that he, you know, can communicate that this is something I need or want.
Anthony's family learned about this technology from a program called the iTeam at the University of Vermont. It's an awkward name that describes a group of specialists who provide training and technology to kids from ages 2 to 22, all over the state. These are kids who need help with both academic and basic daily life skills, many who are nonverbal, like Anthony. The iTeam works with about 150 kids in the public school system. The Arguins signed Anthony up with the iTeam when he was 2 years old.
So they brought, you know, a whole nother set of people that were able to help, especially first with Maureen and now Amy, that was able to help with figuring out, like, augmentative communication. And we just knew that that's how he was going to communicate, you know, once he got to a certain age, that this is where we would be heading.
Amy is Amy Starbel, a speech-language pathologist and consultant with the iTeam. She travels to remote parts of the state, meeting families who have no idea how to cope, let alone how to communicate with their children. Starbel's job is to help match technology with a child's needs. She can tell from the emotional reaction of these families when she arrives on the scene that what she also brings is hope. On a recent afternoon, Starbel visits the Arguins at home in Jeffersonville. A big group is gathered today. A speech-language pathologist from the local school, members of the iTeam, and several family members. Anthony lies on the living room rug, making grunting noises and high-pitched squeals of excitement at seeing so many people gather around him. Tiffany Arguin brings Anthony into a seated position in her lap, while Starbel works with the 5-year-old and his device. The talker has a touchscreen, but Anthony struggles with motor control, so he uses a large orange button attached to the tablet. Starbel begins by reading a book.
If you have something to say, while we're reading, you go ahead.
Having a way to communicate has given Anthony a sense of control. Instead of screaming to get his mom's attention, he can use his electronic voice to tell her what he wants.
It'll have its scanning voice, but then it also has like a child's voice, so when actually you select what you wanted to say, it changes. So we'll kind of ignore, not really ignore, but ignore the adult voice that's being scanned, because it's kind of like he's thinking that. And then when he hears what he wanted to say, and he'll hit it, and it'll come in that child's voice, we're like, oh, Anthony, did you need a hug? And come like running from the other room or whatever. Just that gives, again, like more power to what this can do for him.
These devices don't come easy, though. Tiffany Arguin had to fill out what she calls a mountain of paperwork for Medicaid in order for Anthony to receive his first trial device. Now that he's been using it successfully for more than 6 months, Starbell is helping Tiffany submit even more paperwork to prove Anthony would benefit from a permanent device.
It's clear for us, but you have to, you know, you have to show that in paper explicitly. So it's taken a lot of collaboration between both teams, school and I team, to be able to put this together.
Starbell calls it a robust system, designed to grow with him so he won't have to change or get another one.
We wouldn't want to have to say in 5 years to shift dramatically and give him a different one. We want one that grows with him and also just has endless possibilities of how you can construct sentences by combining words and making lengthier utterances and really constructing your own thoughts.
Children like Anthony, who cannot communicate verbally, are often spoken to or talked at. They become passive observers of life, says Starbell. With this technology, she encourages teams to think about how they can help the child initiate the interaction.
I know that all kids have something to say and that it's my job to try to figure out the best way that they can do that. I can contribute that to teams and work with the school SLPs to help make sure that these kids have systems that they can use their whole lives if they need to.
When Anthony uses his device to communicate, he appears overwrought with happiness that people can understand him. The technology gives Anthony a voice, and his family can get to know the real boy living inside his disabled body. For VPR, I'm Jessica Tickton.